Most respected elders and brothers and our sisters listening over the streaming receivers. Yesterday we had delved and discussed the topic with regards to giving consideration to others. Now, this aspect of ithar and giving consideration to others, it is a quality which has a lot to do with the condition of the heart. The heart is the real thing. Respected elders and brothers, this month of Ramadan is a very great month. And it is the ideal opportunity for us to work on the weaknesses of our hearts. This is what the mashayikh have paid careful attention to, is that the development of sifat and qualities which are associated to the heart. And this is collaborated and substantiated by the ahadith of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned, أَلَا وَإِنَّ فِي الْجَسَدِ لَمُضْغَى إِذَا صَلُحَتْ صَلُحَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ وَإِذَا فَسَدَتْ فَسَدَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ أَلَا وَهِيَ الْقَلْبُ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. He mentioned that, listen very carefully, there is a piece of flesh in the body. If that flesh is in a good condition, if it is sound, then the entire body will be sound. And if that flesh is corrupt, then the entire body will be corrupt. Ala wa hiya al-qalb. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, listen very carefully, this is the heart. Now what was he referring to? Was it the medical condition of the heart, or was it the spiritual condition of the heart? We know that Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's main focus was on the spiritual self. We should look after our physical self. This is very important. It is important that our body is also kept in a good condition. This body is an amanat. Allah Ta'ala has given us this body, like how a person is given a vehicle to travel from point A to point B. So it is his duty to ensure that the vehicle is maintained. The tires are in good condition, the oil is changed, etc., etc. If he will do this, then the vehicle will allow him to reach the next destination with comfort and with ease. But if the person neglects that vehicle, then he may ultimately reach his destination, but along the route he will have a lot of issues. Probably have one or two breakdowns, he'll have to go to the nearest mechanic, sort it out, get back on the road, another breakdown, again the mechanic. So he may reach his destination, but by the time he reaches his destination, he's had a lot of issues along the way. In the same way, this body which Allah Ta'ala has given us, it is a vehicle. It is a vehicle for us to travel through this world, accumulate as much a'mal as we can for the hereafter, and then to reach our destination, which is the akhirah. Now if the person neglects this body, he smokes, he takes intoxicants, he takes drugs, he doesn't keep himself physically fit, he doesn't do the necessary exercise to keep his body in optimum condition. Many people make this statement, that Maulana, he is smoking for 60 years, mashallah, he is still doing very well. Nothing, he is still doing excellent. So yes, by the time he reaches 60, then ask him what's the condition of his breathing. He's battling is sometimes 40-50% lung capacity. I met one elderly person, mashallah, 90 years old. Mashallah, excellent physical condition. But he says, I have one regret, and that is I used to smoke a lot. He says, now I'm battling, the only thing is I'm battling with my breathing. I'm suffering with my breathing. So, the person who didn't look after his body, then he will reach his destination, but along the route he'll have a lot of difficulty. On contrast, that individual who looked after his health, he did the necessary physical activity, he did his exercise daily, etc., etc., he kept himself physically fit, then that person, he will be able to make ibadat and he will be so much more productive. So therefore, as far as the physical body, this is also part of deen. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, Al-Mu'minul Qawi khayrun wa ahabbu ila Allahi min al-mu'minid da'if. That believer who is strong, is healthy, is more beloved in the sight of Allah than that mu'min who is weak, who is unfit. So therefore we should look after our physical body, look after our physical heart. This is important. But more important than that, respected elders and brothers, is the spiritual heart. And these certain qualities that are within the heart. Now, if you see a person engaging in a certain activity or responding in a certain way, then this is an indication of the condition of his heart. Just like how you go to the doctor and now you give him certain symptoms. So now my nose is running, or I'm getting this pain here or this or that. So the doctor will say, well, look, these symptoms are indicating to an underlying sickness. There's something else that's causing this to happen. So sometimes the person, he's doing a lot of good a'mal, but the heart has not been worked on. Dr. Abdul Hayy Arifi rahmatullahi alayhi, who was the sheikh of Mufti Taqi Usmani, Damat Barakatuhum, he mentions that once he was in the masjid and he saw a youngster and he was engaged in ibadat. He was so impressed. He said, this young boy, mashallah, to see a youngster making such ibadat, he was really impressed. But he said shortly after that, one of the days, this youngster was coming out, and there was an elderly person who had weak eyesight. So this elderly person didn't see him and somehow knocked into him, injured him, hurt him. He says the manner in which this youngster retaliated and responded to this elderly man and the kind of abusive language and words he used against this elderly man, he says, I thought he was Farishta, but I only discovered that he was nothing short of the shaitan, of the devil. So what had happened is that the person was doing a lot of good a'mal, but the pride in the heart was not gone. And this is, yesterday we had spoken about consideration for others, putting everyone else first. This is when the person develops this quality of humility within himself. He regards himself as humble, as low. He regards everybody else as superior to him. This quality of tawadu comes in his heart, of humility. Everybody else is better than him. Then you will find that naturally the person will put everybody else first. Look at the Sahaba-i-Kiram of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. How much of humility, how much of annihilation they had. They thought nothing of themselves. So many incidents. One incident, the Sahaba-i-Kiram in one particular battle, it is mentioned in Fadail-i-Amal as well, that there was a certain companion who was, his duty was to ensure that those who were injured were given water. So he heard somebody calling out for water, water, water. He says, when I reached this person and about to give him the water, he was critically injured. A few meters away, there was another Sahabi who called out for water. The Sahabi said, no, 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 no. Go give him water first. Give him water first. So he says, I quickly ran and I went to that Sahabi. I was about to give him water. A few meters away, another Sahabi called out for water. This Sahabi responded in exactly the same manner. He says, no, give him water. He says, when I reached the third Sahabi, he had just passed away. I ran back to the second Sahabi, he had passed away. I ran back to the first Sahabi, he also had passed away. Now look at this. They were prepared to sacrifice their lives for the sake of others. There's another incident where in Madinatul Munawwara, one particular Sahabi, he had cooked a piece of meat. So he passed it on to his neighbor. So the neighbor saw this piece of meat. He says, Alhamdulillah, I do have some food in the home, but I think my neighbor is more in need of it. So he passed it on to his neighbor. It is said this one piece of flesh went down the road. It went back up the road until it came to the very person who had initially given the meat. This is the nature of the companions, that they gave preference to each person and they didn't want to cause taklif to the next person. An incident in the life of Walid Moinus Patel Sahib Rahmatullahi, our brother Imtiaz had mentioned this incident, that he was travelling to Hazrat to Karachi. Whilst in the plane, he said he had fallen off to sleep. And in the plane, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali started getting severe chest pains. He had actually a mild heart attack in the plane. So Imtiaz fell asleep. He says, when I woke up, Hazrat asked me that medication for the heart, can you take it out? So Imtiaz told Hazrat, why didn't you wake me up? Hazrat responded, I didn't want to disturb your sleep. I didn't want to disturb your sleep. Now how, when will a person do such a thing? It is when he regards everybody else as better than him. So even when he is reprimanding the next person, he's not reprimanding. It is like how the person who is the king and he has a prince and then he chooses somebody. He says, listen, this prince of mine, I want you to teach him some things. So he may teach the prince. He may have to be a little bit firm with him, but he never regards himself superior than that. But he said, this is a prince. I still regard him as better than me. So respected elders and brothers, this is a very important quality that we need to develop within ourselves, the quality of humility, humbling ourselves. regarding everyone as superior to us. If a person develops this quality, there'll be no fight left. Today, wherever you find confrontation, you must know and understand that when no one is prepared to give in, then there is pride. The underlying cause and the underlying obstacle is takabbur and pride. Nobody wants to give in. Nobody wants to say, Ma, forgive me. Every person is standing firm on his position and his stance. We are not getting anywhere. Oh, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to develop this beautiful quality of tawadu. And Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Man tawada'a lillah, that person who humbles himself for the pleasure of Allah. Man tawada'a lillah, rafa'ahu Allah. Allah will elevate that person. And one simple prescription, respected elders and brothers, which we can start implementing. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said in the hadith, Al-badi'u bis-salami bari'un min al-kibri. That person who initiates the salam, just initiates this. Anyone you see, ala man arafta wa man lam ya'rif. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, make salam to that Muslim who you recognize or you do not recognize. Be the first to make salam. Inshallah, by making this salam, it will create humility within your hearts. Because you'll tell yourself that I need to make salam first. He is better than me. He is better than me. I don't know in the eye of Allah what amal he must be doing that is more maqbool than mine's. I don't know what's my, I know what sins I have committed. Every person is better than me. May Allah Ta'ala firstly grant me this beautiful sifat and quality. And may Allah Ta'ala grant all of us this wonderful quality. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.